Hello, I'm Debbie Wright with Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Beth Richards with KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
And that music means it's time for Act Locally Waco.
On the radio.
As you go out and about in the community, remember to be safe.
And if you're not yet vaccinated, please wear a mask. On that subject, Creative Waco is teaming up with Waco Civic Theater to bring vaccination opportunities to people who enjoy live events but are not yet vaccinated.
They'll be partnering with the Waco-McLennan County Public Health District Public Mobile Vaccination Unit to offer the vaccine as part of the Summer of Downtown program. The program is held every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. on the 7th Street Plaza.
This is made possible through a grant from the Texas Commission of the Arts, so local artists and performers will become vaccine ambassadors, hosting different kinds of art experiences to help spread knowledge on vaccinations and have them more accessible to our community.
Saturday is the 12th annual National Day of Unplugging.
Walk, run, bike, or drive, but get yourself out to the Little Free Library Scavenger Hunt. Sign up for this free event to get your first stop and clue and enter for a chance to win a prize. Do that while plugged in at nationaldayofunplugging.com.
The hunt is happening all around the greater Waco area. Locate all the libraries, solve the clues, and you may even find extra goodies along the way. Bring along a book to trade if you'd like. Get out, unplug, and have some fun.
There are also a bunch of back-to-school things to do around town. Saturday is the annual back-to-school supplies event with the New Black Collective.
It'll be from noon until 3 p.m. at Indian Spring Middle School Gym at 500 North University Parks Drive. Free school supplies will be given out to grades 6 through 8.
A special thank you to Waco Cha, Lalo's Coffee and Pastries, and Mitch's Corner Stop for their efforts in giving back to our community.
For those wanting to monetarily help teachers rebuild their classrooms after the fire at Carver Middle, you can donate a gift card. Those can be dropped off at Transformation Waco offices at 3005 Edna or email transformationwaco@wacoisd.org.
Foster Village Waco is also holding a back-to-school supplies drive for children involved in foster care within McLennan County. This wraps up today, so act quickly. New school supplies will be accepted at participating donation stations across Waco.
Locations for drop-off include Rogue Media Network, Freedom Nutrition, CASA of McLennan County, Waco Escape Rooms, Diebolt Construction, and Crossroads Fellowship.
The Waco Police Department Community Outreach Division will also be hosting a back-to-school bash this year at the police department Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2. Backpacks and school supplies will be given away, and there will be raffles and vouchers for school uniforms, shoes, barbershops, and salon visits. Live entertainment, games, and refreshments will be available too. For more information, check out the Waco Police Department Facebook page.
Wednesday mornings in August, drop by Fabled Bookshop and Cafe for story time.
Fabled Story Time is every Wednesday morning at 10:30. Your littles can sing songs, use their creativity, and enjoy some truly lovely stories. The books are perfect for children between the ages of 2 and 8 by inspiring them with unique illustrations, lyrical language, and joy-filled stories.
No need to RSVP. Just show up and enjoy the wonderful stories read by Fabled's storybook lady. Also, if you're looking for some more kid-friendly activities, the world's largest dinosaurs exhibition continues at Baylor University's Mayburn Museum.
Explore the amazing biology of a group of uniquely super-sized dinosaurs, the long-necked and the long-tailed sauropods. The exhibit is organized by the American Museum of Natural History in New York and draws on paleobiological research that looks into living organisms to make inferences about these giants who thrived for approximately 140 million years.
That exhibit runs through September 26th. Debbie, I appreciate all the work you do to put Act Locally Waco together and to bring it to the radio.
I love doing it. And remember, there's also a more detailed calendar of events on actlocallywaco.org. That's also where you can submit your organization's event. We will get them posted online and even possibly spotlighted here on the radio.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.